95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo again today.
Yeah.
Back for seconds?
Sure, if you have me.
Of course. Yeah. We're going to talk to Dorothy today. Very excited about this.
Super duper.
Yep. Nita Strauss has an album, and on it is a song called Victorious. And Dorothy is going to do, she's the vocalist.
Right, we played it.
And she's going to do that song at the Rams game against the Steelers on Sunday.
Killer.
Yeah.
Killer, wow.
So we're going to talk to her coming up in about a half hour, so keep listening for that. Creative Halloween costumes for people who will plan ahead. We're going to do last second next week.
Oh, good, because that's me.
Same.
Yeah.
But creative Halloween costumes coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. What's up with Florida is coming up next.
What's ever up with Florida?
Thin the Herd.
Thin the Herd?
Is a new feature.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Bitchin'.
So we're going to do that today as well. And we have tickets for the LA Kings tomorrow night.
Chiller. Dude, your riders are working overtime.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Don't you get a little verklempt right there at the end of this song? You know?
You teared up a bit?
Yeah, home sweet home, man. So glad.
We are going to talk to Dorothy in a few minutes about singing at the Rams game this Sunday.
That's going to be killer.
Very excited about that.
That's a big place.
First of all, what's up with Florida? Florida hit-and-run suspect floors it as victim clings to the hood for 2 miles.
I saw that. It was like in a Batman or something, right?
A Florida woman was arrested after leaving the scene of a hit-and-run and then driving for 2 miles with the victim clinging to the hood of her vehicle.
Whoa.
Now, I'm not positive why, but the picture that comes with it shows a car with a blurred front hood.
Really? He's swinging back and forth so much.
I would assume so, but I don't know why they would have to...
Why they would have to...
Blur it? I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
Well, maybe he was naked.
Oh, that's good.
I mean,
that's
it is Florida.
That's true.
So naked stuntman. Go on.
Cheryl Henderson, 76, was charged with leaving the scene of a crash involving property damage and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
The incident began around 2 o'clock on Saturday when a hit-and-run crash occurred.
Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon?
Does it matter?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Henderson, the driver, allegedly tried to run over the hit-and-run victim while fleeing.
Well, sure.
So the guy gets out of his car.
Yeah.
And she tries to run him over.
Oh. Luckily for him, quick reaction. He's like, I know, I'll jump on the hood.
The victim tried using the vehicle to block Henderson from leaving because now she's trying to leave. Unable to avoid the vehicle, the victim got on top of the hood.
Yeah.
And held on as she reached speeds up to 50 miles per hour.
Damn.
That is scary.
And the cops were right there?
Well, it's funny you would say that because somebody else saw what was going on.
Really?
And pulled behind, sort of took up the police position, pulled behind her.
Okay, yeah.
And told her to pull over and stop.
Right.
And she said,
no, no.
Henderson was eventually forced off the road and arrested by a sheriff's deputy. Henderson told authorities she tried to stop.
Oh.
But was unable to do so.
I tried to stop, but the gas pedal was just pinned down by my other foot.
I didn't know what my other foot was doing.
Yeah. And with this guy on the hood distracting me,
right?
You couldn't blame me.
How am I supposed to see where I'm going?
You should be arresting this naked guy, you know?
Who I tried to run down just a minute ago.
Yeah.
So that woman is arrested and off the roads of Florida, thank God.
What's up with Florida?
Hey, this is Gavin from Bush, and you're listening to 95.5 KLOS, the rock of Southern California.
Yes, you are, and we're going to play a Bush song in just a second. But
hey,
first,
yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. We're going to talk to Dorothy in just a couple minutes, who's going to play halftime of the Rams game on Sunday.
That's crazy. Her and Nita.
Her and Nita, yeah.
Nita's got to have an official title. I don't know what it is.
I would think so, too.
Official guitar person.
Sure.
But it's something better than
the Rams.
It's probably something more difficult.
Sure. It's time for Thin the Herd. This is a feature where we say, let's not mess with things that don't need to be messed with. Doctors recommend not hitting your face with a hammer. Regardless of what you saw on TikTok.
Regardless of the situation, sometimes, no time is a good time to hit yourself.
No time is a good time to hit yourself with a hammer. And I'm saying...
Explain, yeah.
I'm saying, let's just let things happen.
Yeah.
If people want to hit themselves in the face with a hammer...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd. Oh! This is great. Yeah.
There is a TikTok trend in which young men claim that they're hitting themselves in the face with a hammer in an attempt to look more masculine.
Totally works. Guys, do that. Yes.
They don't do
no,
that.
No, it's a command. It's a suggestion. Guys,
right. Oh, you're saying guys. I don't want to say guys do that, but I think the people who follow the TikTok trend, let's leave them alone.
Yeah.
Let them follow the trend and have their fun.
This is a TikTok trend? I thought, are we done with the, do you think about the Roman Empire trend?
I think that's way
past. Still going. Oh, that's over?
I think it's way past.
Damn it, now I got to hit myself in the face with a...
with a hammer, yeah. Shoot. In recent weeks, videos, screenshots, and articles about the alleged trend called bone smashing or bone mashing have sprung up on TikTok and Twitter. Needless to say, here's my favorite part of the article, smashing yourself in the face with a hammer is not a good idea and is extremely unlikely to make you look better.
I'd say it depends on what the hammer is made of. I've got a big old, just a pillow hammer at home, and I'm going to smash away.
Here is an ER doctor, and this is my favorite quote. We'll end with this.
We've consulted the experts.
This is dumb. Unsafe. And there's no evidence that this even works.
Works to do what?
To make you look more manly.
Well, how would there ever be evidence? That's just a subjective thing.
Correct. Then he goes on, please do not hit yourself in the face with a hammer.
Guys, if you want to hit yourself in the face with a hammer,
if you think that's a great idea,
go for it. Make sure the cameras are rolling. And please call us so that we can be a party to the observation of
you could send us the video, perhaps?
Hell yes.
Why not?
Face smashing, bone smashing.
Bone smashing,
smashing on KLOS. Courtesy of Bush.
Gifts from the Holy Ghost. That is Dorothy, and Dorothy is on the phone with us now. Hi, Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. The last time we talked to you was just before the album came out, and you were great then, as always.
Has it been 2 years yet, or about a year and a half?
About a year and a half, yeah.
Wow. That flew past.
That is crazy. So you do the vocals on a song called Victorious from Nita Strauss, the guitarist for Alice Cooper, and I think she's touring with Wolfgang.
Yeah, and the official Rams guitar.
She is. That's true, yeah. You're going to be doing Victorious at halftime. Tell us about preparing for a venue that big.
Correct, yes. Well, because we've gotten, I've had some experience in stadiums, so I try to put myself in that headspace, like when we open for Disturbed and some of the bigger festivals. So it's similar to that, hopefully I do the national anthem justice. And as for Victorious, this is the first time ever that I've ever performed it live outside of tracking my vocals in the studio. So I'm actually more nervous about that than the Star Spangled Banner.
Wow.
The Star Spangled Banner is supposed to be one of the hardest songs to sing, no?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I've been in the shower singing to Whitney Houston as much as possible.
No, not the Whitney Houston verse. She totally screws up the lyrics.
Not great job.
Not to throw you off, but you got to really pay attention to those words.
Double check.
Are your neighbors hey, it's midnight. Stop singing the national anthem.
I try to do it during lunch hours.
Okay, good.
It's very considerate.
Is it fun to be a guest vocalist on a song that you didn't really write or have anything to do with?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. The pressure's off. I love writing and especially writing lyrics. It's fun for me. But when there's a song and a friend that's like, hey, will you do this? The pressure's off, and it's just, becomes about collaborating. So it's cool. We did, I did it with Sleeping with Sirens, Scott Stapp, so I have some stuff coming out.
That sounds cool. The first time you're going to perform the song live is at SoFi Stadium this Sunday.
Yeah, don't remind me.
The national anthem is also yours.
It is mine. It's redemption for the time I blew it at the high school graduation.
Oh.
Tell us, did you really?
Really?
So, okay, there's lots of reverb, and this time, fortunately, I get to use my in-ears.
Yes.
But they didn't have those when I was in high school, or at least I didn't know about them.
People who don't know the difference, when you're standing in a stadium and you don't have the in-ear headphones, your voice comes back to you a full second or two later.
Yeah.
And it's the most confusing thing in the world.
Super disorienting, isn't it?
It's very strange.
So don't think about that on Sunday. That's my that's my advice to you.
All right. I will not.
All right. Well, thank you, Dorothy, for calling. We appreciate it very much. And good luck on Sunday. And I know you're going to nail them both.
Break a leg.
Hey, thanks, guys. And thanks for your support.
Of course. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thanks, Dorothy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today.
Good afternoon.
Are you a planner? Like, if you go to a Halloween party, for example, do you really put a lot of work into dressing up?
Super inconsistent planner. Same. No, pretty bad.
Same. I'm usually a day of.
Yeah.
And I usually try to slip through.
What do you throw together?
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I miss the most? I used to have a shirt that had just a generic stripe across it, and it said Halloween costume on it.
Yeah, those are great. And everybody loves those.
And that's, yeah, that joke's not tired at all. But it'll get you out. You know, it'll get you out of that jam.
Let's get a little little creative Halloween costume ideas.
Yeah?
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS. I saw one online called the Reverse Cowgirl, and it was a cat.
That's not a costume.
It was a girl in a cowboy costume with a Uno card that's a reverse card.
Oh, she's a reverse cowgirl.
See?
Oh.
See how that works? I know that
takes
Taylor Swift and Barbie and
Oh, that's Beyonce. This is going to be Barbie year, isn't it?
Yes.
I could go as Barbie. I'd be into that.
Well, just add like Bloody Barbie. That's what you could go as.
Bloody Barbie.
Yeah. Because they had a bunch of different Barbies that were named that way.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, and cross-dressing is no easy thing to throw together.
What about Zombeyonce?
Zombeyonce. Great name. Clever wordplay. Definitely not up my alley.
No.
No.
What about Taylor Swifter Picker-Upper? If you have thoughts on a creative Halloween costume, you're the type of person who does plan ahead, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS,
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo. We have LA Kings tickets when they play the Boston Bruins tomorrow, coming up later this hour.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't call about that now, because what we're taking now are calls about creative Halloween costumes. You have one?
I'm going to just wear a pair of roller skates, go around naked, and be a pool toy.
A what? A pool toy?
A pool toy?
A pool toy. I don't know if you're old enough, but when we were all kids, we all had pool toys, and that's what I'm going to be.
Are you saying pool? O-O? Or pool. U-L-L?
P-U-L-L. P-U-L-L.
Gotcha. Pool toy.
Yeah, it'd be like a little horsey with a string, only this is...
There you go.
A bigger horsey, I guess.
The wheels go around, the tail wags, and it goes wink, 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 wink.
Yeah, I know. That'll be great for your little wiener hanging out.
Kids love it.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about creative Halloween costumes.
So I think going as a blind person is pretty creative.
Nothing non-PC about that. That's a blind person.
I mean, the only person you're going to offend, they're not going to see anyway, so.
So what,
I see what you're doing there.
A pair of dark glasses and a cane?
Yeah, you know, it's easy, it's comfortable. People don't know if it's costume or not, so it makes it fun there, too.
I think your friends would know, but it gives you a plausible excuse for bumping into pretty girls, I guess. You're on your own with that one.
People clear the dance floor for you.
Say again?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, bud? I was calling about the Halloween costume stuff.
Yes, what do you got?
Hey, I was 1 year a Jamaican guy. I had a big old fake doobie. It looked like it was on.
Mm-hmm.
I painted my face black, and I lived at the same plot for 10 years, and my next-door neighbor didn't even know who I was. I said, hey, man, where's the party be at?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, there ain't no party around here, dog. And I go, hey, man, the party be here. And he was like, dude, there ain't no party, dog. And he got up like he was ready to beat me. And I said, hey, man, this is Ronnie. He goes, Ronnie? Next-door neighbor Ronnie? I go, yeah. So it was a great costume. He didn't even recognize me from 10 years.
I mean, I'm not positive that blackface is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
this year.
The potential for misunderstandings is
high.
Very high.
KLOS, hello.
So I used to think that I was the queen of homemade Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. So my poor kid, 1 year I dressed him up as Oscar the Grouch.
Right.
I got like a metal trash can, cut out the bottom, put the lid on a baseball hat. And that one like went off like everyone thought it was the greatest.
Right.
So the next year I was like, oh, I have another one. I made him a fury, from the Warriors.
Right.
The baseball team guy.
Right. Yeah.
So at the Halloween party, like, all the kids were like, what is that? But every parent was like, that's amazing. That's the best.
So the kid hated it, but you loved it and got a lot of praise?
I loved it, and all the parents loved it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about.
That's why you say you used to be, think of yourself as the queen of homemade costume. Yeah. I get, yeah, all yeah. right.
I like that that's all it's about.
It fell flat. It fell flat.
That's all right. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS, your creative Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's new Rolling Stones. That's sounds not like the real, old Rolling Stones.
That's not new.
That's not new?
No, that's Tumbling Dice.
I thought I recognized that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin Sluggo in the afternoon. As you hear, Stu is in for Sluggo.
I know music.
We are talking about creative Halloween costumes. You have an idea?
I used to let my beard and mustache grow out, you know, for like 3 months.
Right.
Ooh, that's planning.
At Halloween time, I would shave half of it off, and I would go like half bad and half good.
Half bad and half good. Which half was the good half, the shaved or the bearded?
Yeah, the half suit on one side and crappy clothes on the other side.
Oh, I see. So half disheveled and half clean cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that a big hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
All right.
Do you have to explain it to everybody?
No, they got it.
Okay.
Well, especially by the third year in a row, they got it. Thank you. Oops. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
What's up?
Talking about creative Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah. This is a perfect one for TGIFF. And I used to do a lot of impromptu ones, but the one that I actually planned out was probably the best, where I actually sewed together a whole wizard outfit and painted my all my exposed skin bluish white, grew long nails, cut them to a point, painted them black. And I had this this flame powder that would shoot out flames from my fingertips.
Whoa.
And everybody at the party was so wasted. I was about 6'6", 6'7" in the boots that I was wearing. And I would tower over everybody. And from across the pool, I would shoot these 10-foot flames. It just freaked so many people out that were frying on acid or shrooms or whatever. And many people just left the party. They were too freaked out.
Well done.
It was great.
Broke up the party.
Way overboard when all you needed to do is just throw some flames.
Get a flamethrower, dude. It's a lot less work.
I know it, but, you know, nobody expected it. And I would creep up behind people and tower over them. And all of a sudden, like, usually girls, and then they would look up and see me, like, hanging over the top of them, and they'd just freak out, scream, and go running out.
Okay, well, I'm not sure that's as creepy as it just sounds kind of annoying.
KLOS, hello.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking creative Halloween costumes.
Okay, I made this stand-up box that I stand up in, and I could walk. It's a mirror plate.
So you would just get a box and put a mirror on the outside of it?
I'm inside of a mirror box.
A mirror box.
And I can walk around. Yes, it's just a mirror, a piece of plexiglass mirror.
Right.
And this one, like a million different costumes.
Not following it at all, but I'll bet it was
killer. Oh, I see. So you're reflected. Everybody that sees you sees themselves.
Oh.
Exactly.
Not worth it.
Yeah, no, not worth it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo. You've seen a live hockey game?
It's been a while, but yes.
There's no better sport to see live than hockey.
You like hockey?
Love hockey.
I like baseball.
Hate baseball. I know a lot of people love it, but it's just any sport where you have to warm up 18 times.
Here's the,
that's not cool with me.
The thing I love about baseball versus hockey is just skating, 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 skating,
yeah,
skating, skating.
Nonstop action. I can see how you hate that.
Scoring never.
That's just not true.
Baseball is in little bites of action. I threw a pitch. It was either a strike or a ball, or
right.
I hit it out, or something like, you know. And then I don't know. Maybe it's a span of attention span. If you're challenged, baseball could be the sport for you.
Yeah, maybe.
Although that doesn't sound like it either.
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Boston Bruins. This is tomorrow at crypto.com. You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. Or you can play trivia with us right now.
Ooh.
Hockey Slang, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Caller 24.
Yeah.
KLOS, who's this?
Teresa.
You know hockey?
Sounds like
a little bit.
All right. For four Kings tickets tomorrow, we're going to do some slang. What does it mean in hockey when they refer to chicklets?
Chicklets.
What are chicklets?
Teresa, I'm going to give you a hint.
Teeth.
It's not gum.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Teeth.
Teeth is correct.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You misrepresented. You know hockey, girl.
Four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Boston Bruins tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. But you got them. Congratulations.
Sweet.
Way to go, Teresa. And we all learned something.